Selling poll, too hot to train because climate change, whines Army General. By James Delling Poll on September 19, 2021. A British Army general has warned that climate change could soon make it too hot to train at certain times of year. Lieutenant General Richard Nugent, the Ministry of Defence's Green Czar, said in a speech to Defence and Security Equipment International. On land, a warm year in the 2000s will broadly become an average year in the 2040s, affecting our ability to train, as we lose more days to being too hot to train. A recent study by the UK Met Office identified that in temperate climates the number of days lost to training due to increases in temperatures is likely to rise by between 75 and 150% by 2040. In Cyprus, the projection is that all training will be lost in August to heat. But it's not all bad news, Nugent went on to argue. First, going green might make the army more attractive to recruits who are into that sort of thing. There are significant opportunities for us not only to improve operational effectiveness and our attractiveness to recruits. And secondly, magical unicorns will fly from the sky, with Gaia's warriors astride their mighty, rainbow-colored backs, and confound Britain's enemies wherever they may be. Or something. There are many opportunities where adopting a green approach, understanding the effects of climate change and the technology being developed to adapt to and mitigate its effects, can result in a more capable force, either directly through adoption of new technologies or indirectly through opportunities to become more self-sufficient and resilient, thereby saving money that can be spent on enhancing further our operational capability. Judging by the comments in the Telegraph's report on this story, British taxpayers are not best pleased at this misuse of the nation's military budget. Well, that's quite handy. I spent many hours, days, weeks on patrol in glamour spots such as Basra and Helmand, where it is 50 degrees in the shade during summer, strapped into helmet, body armor and 15 kilograms of kit, and don't remember the chain of command being too fussed. Oh, and by the way, Nugent, if the world is getting hotter, you need to train in hotter places to be at readiness, duh. Who dares? Stops because it's a bit hot. Please. I bet Nugent is very much in favor of a sustainable, inclusive, diverse, non-patriarchal army that is free from microaggressions and provides a safe space for all. Perhaps Lieutenant Nugent should go and get a proper job so we don't have to pay for him. Is this Nugent related to Lady Nugent? The answer to the last question is, yes. Richard Nugent is the brother-in-law of the similarly dismal Labour MP Emily Thornberry, aka Lady Nugent, currently Shadow Secretary of State for International Trade. Lieutenant Jen Nugent, you could argue, is only obeying orders. Someone had to become the Army's Green Czar and he drew the short straw. At the same time, though, going green and taking time off from training when it's too hot or cold do not sound like war-winning strategies. As Paul Homewood notes, how on earth does this idiot think the 8th Army managed to fight in North Africa in 1942? Temperatures around the world range from 80 C below to 50 C above freezing. So why should a half a degree of warming make the slightest difference to soldiers? They have to be prepared and equipped for every eventuality. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.